CRY 104 FM.
So welcome back to Drive Time Sport here on CRY 104 FM. As I said, highlighting success in the world of GAA on this programme this evening, and we're going to say hello to Brendan Coleman, now the all man who was part of the big success for the Cork under 20s All-Ireland success. Brendan, thanks for joining us firstly.
No problem, Barry. Delighted to be here and thanks for having me.
So tell us about your involvement with Cork under 20s first, Brendan.
Okay, so as you know, we won the All-Ireland last Saturday evening, Barry. That was the 2020 competition. So we've been on the road since about November 2019. Formerly the group met, I suppose, prior to that. Pat Ryan would have put together his management team and his backroom team in the summer previous, so we're talking probably 2 years ago since I formally known that I was getting involved with this group. Obviously a big step up from being involved in club coaching maybe the last 5 or 6 years out in Tallow and locally in Youghal and across in Shamrocks as well. So delighted to get asked by Pat. I've played with him previously. We kept in touch but not very close over the last number of years, so when he called, it was something I didn't have to think too long about. It was a wonderful opportunity. So and the backroom team that he assembled was obviously very attractive to get involved with, and we got ourselves involved and we threw ourselves into it, and then lo and behold, 15 months ago COVID came along, so it's been a bit stop start since November 19, but thankfully we got it done, and we brought back the first under 20 title to Cork in 23 years, so that was fantastic. So
yeah, I think I read somewhere you waited 199 days to play the final, but just take us back maybe to the competition itself and some of your winning performances prior to the final.
Yeah, we started the first game we had an opener draw down in Tralee, and I'll never forget it was a wet bank holiday Monday. I actually had a wedding that weekend, so we set off for Tralee on the Monday night, and that was the first. I suppose Cork teams would be expected to go to Kerry and win, okay, but while they gave us a game for a while, it was it was never really in doubt. So the first hurdle was jumped pretty successfully. Then we moved on to Limerick, which was early December, if memory serves me right, and we had a real tough battle. Again, it was similar to maybe last week's game in that we started really, really, really well, got out of the blocks, went ahead, but stalled a little bit in the second half, and Limerick really came at us. And having played myself in the Gaelic grounds, when Limerick get a run on you, they're a hard opposition to overcome. So in the end, we got a draw and went to extra time that night, and we unloaded the bench and ended up winning comfortably in the end by 10 or 12 points, if I can remember. But it was really that night that galvanised the team, really, in the sense that we knew now we had 22 players, 24 players that were really capable, and by using your bench, we weren't weakening the side in any way. So that was really the springboard, and then we had drawn Tipperary in the Munster final that was played on the 23rd of December. Now these two teams have had previous history. Liam Cahill would have overseen two All-Irelands at Tipperary, had overcome Cork in the two previous years. Okay, so there was a little bit of baggage in that respect, and some revenge to overcome. But this team were a little bit different in terms of their work rate and their attitude, and they ground Tip down that night, and it was a real satisfying win for them. And it was kind of a monkey off the back, really. And then we were due to play the All-Ireland final in early January, but again, as we all know, we went into lockdown, and the 199 days then cropped up. So that was it, during lockdown. It was tough on the lads. We kind of gave them a bit of time off in maybe January into February, and started to collectively maybe do Zoom sessions and that from March on, knowing that, hoping that in May time we get back on the field, and luckily we did. I think it was around the middle of May, and then we had the last 6 or 8 weeks, really just trying to get games and collective sessions and build it. You know, we didn't know who our opposition were until 2 weeks ago, because the Leinster final hadn't been played. So we had, I suppose, we had an advantage of having seen Dublin in the flesh 2 weeks ago when they beat Galway. They surprisingly beat Galway. You know, in one sense, it was an advantage for us, and in the other sense, Dublin had a bit of an advantage, and they had an extra game. So we didn't know where we stood. All we knew is that we had a very good campaign in Munster. We had a good panel and we had great spirit, and you know, that's lo and behold, that's what saw us through again. And the pattern of the game was, as you said, we started really, really well. We had to battle really, really hard, and you know, all our reserves were tested, but we managed to get over the line.
Obviously, it was a huge game for all concerned. Just tell us about the build up the last day or two before the final. Were fellas feeling the nerves, or was it a matter of, look, let's get this job done?
It was always a sense of, we'll get this job done. It was actually very low key, Barry, if I'd be honest, right? You know, probably a great reflection on Pat Ryan and his, you know, and his management style. It was really focused on just trying to perform and just trying to work, you know, harder than the opposition. And you know, I'm not lying when I tell you it was that simple. We knew we had hurlers. Okay, there was always hurlers in Cork. You've seen that in the papers. Maybe it's been quoted all this week. Okay, there are hurlers in Cork, but maybe the criticism of Cork teams gone by in the last number of years is, you know, that 15 or 20 of them weren't working hard enough. Okay, so we just laid it on the line that you had to work harder than the opposition, and you know, at that stage, if a team beats us, well and good. Okay, but you know, we had a good feeling that if we outworked Dublin, that our hurling, you know, would be better than those. Now, but better than them. Now, they worked extremely hard, as we knew they would. But we just, I suppose, we had that little more craft, and we got two goals from play. That was the difference, really.
Yeah, sure, look, you got off to a flying start. I think it was 1-4 to no score. But overall, great performances from many on the field.
Correct. Yeah, flew out of the blocks. I mean, what's it down to? I don't know. You know, there was a lot of, as I mentioned, there was a lot of hurt. A lot of those guys, the more seasoned guys, the Dara Connerys, Tommy O'Connells, they had been part of panels for the last 2 years that had, you know, suffered at finals and, you know, suffered badly 12 months ago. So, you know, they were keen to get out and get it done early. You know, 1-4 to no score is a substantial lead to take in. You know, you can't sustain that. So, you know, we knew Dublin were going to, you know, have a period where they, you know, they'd gradually come into the game, and they did. And as I said, as you know, all credit to them, they made a real battle of it and just started to chip away. They had some really nice players. In fact, their semi-final performance was, while it was extremely good against Galway, it was their half-forward line that did the damage. This time it was their inside line which posed us a few problems. You know, they play a similar type of game to Waterford, which is running the ball out from the back. It's a kind of a hybrid football game, really, as such. But it was very effective and it's very hard to counteract, and you know, if guys aren't tuned in. So you know, we had to really, really focus in on stopping them high up the field, tackle again, and then send on guys for the last 15 or 20 minutes.
And in fairness to Dublin, I'm sure they would have got a big boost out of the senior team having that impressive win as well a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They had a fantastic win against Galway. They have some great players. They're playing again tomorrow night. They've, just looking through their team this morning, I think their half forward line is very impressive. You know, looking, I'll be honest, I didn't know much personally about the Dublin under 20s, but seeing them in the flesh, as I said, they're all very mobile, fit guys. And what surprised us is you know, the standard of their hurling was very, very impressive. So you know, I think all credit to them, and you know, it's fantastic to see teams like Dublin. And look, there's a lot of very passionate hurling people in Dublin, and it's you know, it's good for hurling to see those teams coming along.
Exactly. And obviously, look, the win has got plenty of media coverage. It's a huge win for Cork. It was a long time coming, this All-Ireland success, so it's a big win for the county.
Big win, yeah, and I suppose satisfying on a number of fronts. Okay, so satisfying for, you know, the clubs that supplied both players and management staff to the panel. Okay, so it's you know, going back to how gratifying it is to get messages from your own club, and again, back to Pat and one of his strengths. You know, he's one of his biggest attributes is he wants players and management to be, you know, proud of where they're from and proud of their clubs. So, you know, we'd often have a night in training where you wear your club colours, okay, which is something I'd never seen in intercounty set up before. So, you know, he's a proud Sarahs man, albeit his roots are out in Pilmore, okay, but you know, he's a very proud Sarahs man, as Wayne Sherlock is a very proud Black Rock man, Donal Lomani, Bishopstown, and, you know, obviously myself, you know, stuck in this club for a long time here in Youghal, and proud to be so. So, I mean, that's probably where it goes back to, and, you know, on that front, it's very, very satisfying. Also very satisfying from a Cork County board perspective, in that they had set up the development squad system maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So we're, you know, hopefully this is the start of good things to come. I mean, we had a very good week this week gone by in terms of the minor performance on Tuesday night against Clare, and then the under 20 footballers beating the old enemy Kerry last night in a fantastic game. So although it's, you know, it's quick fire in the last week, it does hopefully hold us in good stead for the years coming.
And it must have been a massive proud moment for yourself and your family as well to be part of that big winning team.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, look, as I said, it was a low key build up. I didn't overthink it. It wasn't. It kind of, you know, the squad itself, we were very focused on the performance, okay, and then it's only the day or two beforehand you start to read the media coverage where, you know, it starts to come into people's minds that there's an Ireland final coming, and it's only then, it's only at that stage you realise the pressure Cork were under to deliver in Ireland and how long it had been. So it's a great relief, I suppose, for, as I said, for people involved in the team and for the county itself, for us finally to get an Ireland back into the county.
So what's next now for that team, Brendan?
So that team are finished. That was last year's competition. So we had a few celebrations, as you could imagine, all above board, obviously, on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. We had a day out together, which was nice to in the times we're in, especially in the last 2 years, to you know, have a social evening with guys, and, you know, get to know them away from the hurling field, which is important too. You know, as we said, what's next for this team? The under 20 grade is about development, and you might have heard, I don't know if you heard Keith Ricken speak, he spoke very passionately last night after the Kerry game, in terms of, you know, we're really, you know, our management team is in place to develop, you know, young adults, 19, 20 year olds into young men and into better people and better players, okay? So while winning in Ireland is fantastic, our role predominantly is to develop these guys into better players, and, you know, make the step up to senior. Now that step up is difficult. You know, it's a difficult transition to make, because, you know, we've seen guys going to the senior setup over the last year or two, and, you know, it's not for everybody. You have to be, you know, of a strong mindset. You have to be strong physically. You know, you're talking out against the Shamie Harrodys and the Bill Coopers, who are, you know, big physical men, and, you know, it's difficult for them. So while some of them are out of under 20 now, and we have 18 of the panel still underage, and we're back on the road again on Tuesday night to play Tip in Thurles. So it's kind of very quick fire, but at the same time, it's a lot easier to prepare for it after winning an All Ireland than it certainly is after losing one. So.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we'll be following that game with close interest. And just before we finish up, Brendan, obviously you've got the world of experience now in the world of GA. You've been involved for quite some time, and you've enjoyed some great days as well over the years on the field. Just remind us maybe of some of your highlights.
Look, it's always a tough one. I've been lucky enough to be in a lot of good dressing rooms over the years. So look, the home wins with Youghal would always be very special, in terms of the counties that we won in football in 99 and 2000. That was a special journey with, you know, a special group of players. So, you know, that always sticks out. And then we had a very fantastic journey with the intermediate hurlers. You know, started by Peter Queeley's management team in 2009 time. You know, unlucky not to win counties, and then, you know, Christy Cooney got the team over the line in 2013, where we had another fantastic journey. all around the country that time. You know, when it felt like the whole town was behind us. So they were, you know, they were probably two standout moments. And then, you know, from inter-county wise, you know, it was always nice to be involved in the seniors in that 99 extended panel. But you know, there was lots of moments, Barry, really. But you know, the, I suppose your club ones would always mean more to you. You know, because you're playing with the guys that you grew up with, and you know, it's always special to cherish those medals. Yeah,
that's for sure. Well, that's about it, Brendan. Look, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us about that great success, and hopefully we'll speak to you again soon. And as I said, best of luck going forward.
Yeah, delighted, Barry. Thank you.